When I set out to start my own independent personal training business, I was terrified. What if I struggle to get it going? Maybe I don't have what it takes. What if I don't make enough money? How will I ever recover if I fail? I mean, all these questions and more were scrolling through my mind on a loop. And working at an employee at a gym comes with these great benefits, right? I mean, a steady income most of the time, an endless revolving door of new clients and leads that are always signing up for the gym. You have a social community of like-minded professionals all pushing you to improve and enhance your skills and your capabilities as a coach. But here's the thing. Since I stopped working for an employer and became self-employed, I've also made a steady income most of the time. Instead of just being exposed to the gym members as leads, I now have the entire population of Boston that I can tap into. And my social community, you know, of other independent business owners and fitness studio operators has given me more support and shared more knowledge, not only about business, but also about coaching, probably than I've gotten the entire time working in a gym. Oh, and there's the fact that I'm 100% happier, more in control of my schedule, I have more free time, and I've met way more people and expanded my network far beyond the four walls of the gym. And life is good. I'm just doing better work for my clients because of it. You know, are there some drawbacks? Sure. You know, I should mention that most large gyms provide you with health and dental insurance coverage once you're working as a full-time employee. That's once you're working as a full-time employee. And that's certainly significant if you do have a family. But if you're a healthy fitness individual like me, you know, you likely don't go to the doctor very often anyway. And, you know, when it comes to this, I've discovered that there are two big things that usually prevent the trainer from making the leap from that gym-based trainer into an independent operator. Number one, while being great as a technician, most trainers are not savvy enough or have the knowledge to operate a business on their own without that structure and the systems that a gym provides you. Now, this includes marketing yourself, collecting payments, setting up an LLC, finding studios to train your clients in, and so on. And number two, they're terrified that the big box gym will come after them and make their life a living hell should they quit, take clients, and start their own independent operation. But that same trainer is also afraid because they feel trapped, right? Especially that trainer who's starting to approach the age of 40. And now 40 isn't old by any means, but next time you're at the gym, take a look around. Tell me how many trainers over the age of 40 you find on that fitness floor. You know, it's a very, very small percentage. And so you need to start planning your exit strategy. There are far more trainers than managerial positions available. And if you're not interested in an upper management position at your company, which I was not, then you need to come up with a plan for your future. You just can't continue to grind away in this gym, making a small percentage of what you're actually charging and worth. And, you know, I get it because I was afraid too. And feeling fear is normal, and it's an important indicator that you're playing a big enough hand. You know, but running towards that fear, and in a calculated way, of course, is how you break down those blocks that we self-impose. And it's almost always us standing in our own way most of the time. So a couple things I want you to consider here. I want you to consider the financial aspect of becoming an independent trainer. And if you've never really sat down and crunched the numbers, let me do it for you right now. So as a trainer in a gym, if you're working full time, okay, and let's say you're doing 100 sessions per month and you get paid on the high end of the industry standard, which let's just say $70 a session, which is really high. And usually that's only for elite trainers. If you're getting paid $70 a session for 100 sessions a month, you can make roughly $7,000. Let's say maybe they throw in a small monthly bonus of $300. That's even if your company provides that incentive. Most don't. So you're looking around $7,300 before taxes, right? So annually, you're looking at $87,600 annual gross income. Okay, so let's look at what an independent trainer can make for the same workload. So let's say you charge $120 per session, and that's a pretty competitive rate in the city of Boston, at least where I'm at, and you're also doing 100 sessions per month. Now, you're going to gross about $12,000 a month, right, which is roughly $120,000 a year. You know, you're going to have to save some money for taxes, 25, 30%. You're also going to have some of your expenses to rent studio rental space, which could be anywhere from $25 to $30 per session. But, you know, we're still looking at, you know, somewhere around $120,000 of annual income. Now, let's just say for a second, you charge just $10 more per session, $130 per hour. Which most trainers who are in the gym are charging that. They're obviously getting a smaller percentage of that, but they're charging that. Your annual gross income jumps from $120,000 to $156,000 per year, okay? That's significantly more than $87,600, right? So, you know, that being said, most trainers, again, are not even making that $70 per session payout unless you're really an elite level trainer. You know, and that gym's taking more than 50, 60% of your charge rate and giving you just a small percentage of that. So I want you to consider that for a moment you are on your own and you are charging that $130 a session. Let's say you'd only have to then train 73 sessions per month to make the same amount of money independently than the 100 sessions you'd have to train in a gym. So that's almost 7 hours back each week that you're getting. And I don't know about you, but 7 hours a week is a substantial amount of free time to either build your business more or enjoy, you know, that extra spare time doing things that you love to do instead of just working. You know, I know trainers are terrified all the time to make this leap. I talk to them and I get it. It's a risk, but it's only a risk if you haven't prepared for it and set yourself up to succeed before making the jump. Now, I've talked to countless trainers over the past couple years, and making the leap from a single gym located trainer to an independent operator, and they all say the same thing. You know, the ones who moved on, I don't know what took me so long, and I don't know what I was so afraid of in the first place. This isn't quite as scary as I thought. And that's because we always create a much scarier and much fearful scenario in our head than the actual thing that we're going to do or we're scared about. So, you know, if you've always considered making the jump to independent operator, or, you know, you just need support or more information on how to get the ball rolling with this, please, please contact me, whether you're in need of help setting up the systems to run your business, right? I've built some turnkey processes for managing all aspects of the business. Or you need to locate studios that rent space to independent contractors. I know a ton of them around the city, so please reach out to me and I can help you find them and make introductions. Or let's say you just want to just learn more about the legal concerns of leaving the gym with your clients. I have some experience with that as well. I'm here to help, and I can at least point you in the direction of how to navigate that process without the fear of losing everything or the company coming after you. I want you to email me. My email is mike@coachmikeurso.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. It's @coachmikeurso. I'm also at Fit Coach Consultant. You know, if you want to check out my website, I am at fitcoachconsultant.com. I'm also, www.fitcoachconsultant.com and www.coachmikeurso.com. And I just want to wish you the best of luck on this journey, whatever you decide to do, but just know you don't have to be afraid. There is absolutely, you know, processes out there that you can follow to make this a reality for you. Work less, make more money, or at least, you know, make the same amount of money make more money by working, you know, just about the same amount as you are now in the gym. I really want to help make this happen for you. So please, please, please reach out. All right. Love you guys. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you even listening in to the end here, and I hope I can be of service to you. Take care. Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in. It really does mean a lot to me that you spent a little bit of time checking me out and helping develop yourself both personally, professionally, in your business. If you want to get in touch with me, my email is mike@coachmikeurso.com, and you can also catch me on any social media outlet. I am @coachmikeurso on all the major networks. You can also check out my other podcast where Coach Curtis Williams and I go into a lot more of the coaching tools and strategies that, you know, we use and that all the other high-level professionals use to develop their craft. Again, thanks for listening in, and I will catch you on the next one.